This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening to the best show on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube every day. We truly appreciate our YouTube viewers. Jack, let's get to it.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, that sound you hear around the Delaware Valley is some of our regulars getting a little tight.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, because we're always watching. Yeah. And we're always monitoring who is doing good at their job, even though they're not paid. But you get the point.
Yeah.
We evaluate the football team.
Yep.
We also evaluate the callers. Here are the five caller stock watch that I have for you today. Starting at number five is Corey in Columbus. The elephant in the room here is that the phone has been fixed,
yes,
which means the stock is up.
Back on Corey. Stock is up.
Because there was time there. Hey, we want to go inside the show, inside baseball. We're a little nervous going to Corey in Columbus because it's going to derail the show early.
Yes.
But we love Corey.
Yes.
But the phone was so bad.
Yes.
We were talking internally, do we got to drop him to seven in the lineup?
Yep.
Does he need a standing ovation? You know, like there was talk of that. And to his credit, commitment to the show, which we appreciate more than anything, he dug deep, he figured it out, and he fixed his phone.
Absolutely. A trend I've noticed with Corey, too, is Corey, with the Eagles playing the way they are, is at war with himself. If you listen to every Corey call, he will start the call with everything he is nervous about with the Eagles. And then he will turn as if he's two different callers.
Yes.
And he'll go, but I know my guy's got it.
Yep.
I know Sirianni's got it. I know Superman's going to put on the cape, Michael Jordan. Nah, nah,
because
nah,
he's
nah.
He's too smart of a football guy. And he knows what's going on.
Yes.
But then he wants to convince himself.
Yes.
Which is okay.
It's fine.
It just we just know that we see it.
Yes, we see
we
it.
See
I see what's going on, Corey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number four on Caller Stockwatch is OG Wade.
Ah.
And that stock's up.
I agree.
It's up?
Yeah.
I agree.
When Jalen's backed into a corner,
yep,
that is when we get the best version of OG Wade. He's back to being delusional.
Yep. Crazy. I was going to say, totally crazy.
Just horrible.
Yep.
Horrible opinions.
The worst.
No one thinks are even close to being right.
Nope.
That's when we get the real OG Wade. When Jalen's Super Bowl MVP, he's got nothing.
He's got nowhere to go, yeah.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But now, with this, some of the city doubting, some Tanner stuff out there, that's when we get delusional OG Wade, and that's my OG Wade.
And it's true delusion. If you didn't hear the day last year when we had the lie detector here, we brought the only listener we brought in for the lie detector was all employees, and it was OG Wade. And OG Wade passed the lie detector test on the question, do you think Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL?
Which is insane.
And the lie detector guy said he is being truthful. That's the guy we need. We need the lunatic fighting with us. about the norm, the things we see very clearly are actually not the way. And he, you know, what I accused Broads of yesterday, Jack, what I've accused you of, he subscribes to the same thing. He will start off with, look, Jalen needs to play better. And then he blames everybody else instead. It's a great...
That is his line. Jalen needs to play better, and then but, just goes into everything else.
Yes.
Well, and the one that really showed that he was back was when he said they don't really want to score the most points possible.
Yep, no.
It's not the goal of their offense.
No, absolutely not.
Why would you want that?
And I'm an idiot for thinking it.
You really are.
Yep.
You really are. The third caller on my stock watch is Herb. And Herb stock is down.
Whoa!
Herb stock is down, down, down. We got to get out of football season.
Yes.
I mean, that's the key.
Well, where's this truth at?
Well, nowhere. But, like, but he thinks he knows football. He's breaking down 46 defense, doesn't know what it is.
Yep.
He's talking about offensive football, defensive football, all nonsense.
It sucks.
Yeah, like, we don't want sports.
Well, baseball is his strength.
Yeah, I'll take his baseball analysis. I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it. To get rid of the football analysis. He needs football season to end badly.
Yeah, well, yesterday, and I think Jack mentioned this, we were lined up for an all-time Herb call. I go to Herb, and he goes, I'm rubbing the no pain thing on my knee. And I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. And then he says, and that's what the Eagles need. And No. I want to hear about your medical problems.
I want more knee talk. What are you rubbing on the knee?
Do you have gout? Do you not have gout? Let's figure this out.
Let's get back to the hospital. What are you having for dinner? I mean, these kind of things with
when
Herb.
Have you been back to the gym?
Yes. Yeah.
Were you stuck on the toilet for 2 days because of the Chinese food you ate?
Remember he fell out of the porta potty? You might not have been here.
Was Spike not here?
I was not. This might have been when Marx was here. There's this whole story about how he fell out of the porta potty and hurt himself.
Yeah.
He fell
and
out
and
of
then
it?
Said, I knew. I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, I knew exactly what he meant.
I experienced it before, yeah.
Yeah. That's Herb.
It's like Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't think Ike's been in a porta potty in 40 years.
Only on the golf course.
That's true. Yeah. Ah, you're not a treesman?
I will. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I got a picture of that. When you were golfing against the camera, he went to the woods.
Yeah, that's what guys do on golf courses. Unless you got to go number two.
What?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You never do that at the golf course. You never sit on a porta potty to do that. Fritz.
True story. I had a porta potty every morning.
Huh?
Well, because I'm walking for an hour and a half.
Which is way too long to walk.
And I'll have like my coffee or my seltzer in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'll pee before I leave. But like an hour into the walk, I gotta go and I'm not close enough to home. So there's two right near the park near me.
Yeah.
Right near the park. And I stop in there.
Wow.
And it's such a relief.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I have no choice. It's either that or
you can't hold it.
I'm at a point. Well, I got a half an hour left in the walk. I can't. Usually, I've been holding it for 25 minutes.
Okay.
Dude, I'm 49. I'm not 25.
I can't hold it for 20 minutes. Yeah. So I understand. Yeah.
Number two on Caller Stock Watch. is Chuck. And that stock's up.
Oh, Chuck's stock is up.
You hear that phone call today?
I mean, a good call.
He's actually starting to mix in a little comedy routine into his calls recently, which I'm in on.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the whole black-white thing that he tries to get into every shoehorn into every
race,
call.
Yeah. For no reason.
No reason at all.
No.
Just ripping goalies. I mean, he's getting it somehow more entertaining. Rather than just melting down about whatever.
When he's angry about something.
And it feels like him and Spike are in a good spot. You know, you're back-to-back with Embiid. The hate train, you know?
I don't hate him.
I know.
But, yeah, I think Chuck and I are definitely in a good place. And I do notice the little joke stuff he's got going on.
Yeah.
And he even carried the race stuff into the Who's Still Got It. He said he normally goes chocolate, but he was going French vanilla.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cheryl Hines was it?
Cheryl Hines?
Yeah.
So the dancer I thought he was talking about was somebody from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, see, I can't believe that.
She's a more popular Dancing with the Stars dancer. Her last name obviously isn't Hines, but her first name is Cheryl.
I can't believe that show's still on.
Dancing with the Stars. Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's year 20.
Wow, I've never seen it.
Really?
Never seen it.
No
I
interest.
Used to watch it back in the day.
Well, they used to bring a football star on every year.
Yeah, well, Jerry Rice, Emmett.
Yeah,
Chad.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Tiki never did that. Tiki seems like a Dancing with the Stars guy.
It does seem like that's something Tiki would do.
Well, he did that. He didn't do American Ninja Warrior, but it is a show just like that. He was like a host on that. Tiki's.
The Gladiator? Did he do an American Gladiator?
He did not. I forget what it's called, but it was just like American Ninja Warrior. But yeah, Dancing with the Stars is right up Tiki's alley.
Oh, I could see it.
Oh, yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
But the number one caller on Caller Stock Watch is Cowboy Jim, whose stock is down.
Whoa!
down. He's not handling this Cowboy success very well at all. He's flustered on these phone calls now because they're playing pretty well.
Yeah.
I think he wants to believe. But his whole bit was so good. He knew how to get in and out. And he knew to cost losers. And it was kind of endearing. But now he kind of means it. And it's like, he's lost the thread a little bit. When the Cowboys are 4-12 or whatever.
Right.
Like, that's 4-13. That's good Cowboy Jim.
Well, he had almost dropped the Cowboys completely and gave us inside information about what was happening on the Eagles charter for some insane reason, which he definitely shouldn't be doing. I'm not going to stop him, but he definitely shouldn't be doing it. 100%.
So true.
Yeah.
But now, you know what's starting to happen to Cowboy Jim? He's starting to believe. He's starting to believe. And it's the hope that kills you.
Believe me, I know a couple of Cowboy fans. Yes, they are starting to believe.
They are?
Yeah. You start getting text messages. Like, I haven't heard from you all year. Yeah. After last Monday night, I woke up to like 8 text messages.
Well, I can't blame him. It does feel like the rug's going to get pulled out from him, or the Charlie Brown, the football is going to get pulled away. But
only the Eagles. I mean, do you think it'll be because of their own undoing, or do the Eagles put it together?
I think they'll lose a game they don't think they're going to lose.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys. Yeah, they're good.
Starting with tonight,
but they could lose tonight. Yeah, in Detroit, I don't care who's
come
hurt.
On Detroit.
Yeah, this hour
be desperate, right?
They have to be. They're 7-5.
Yeah, so the rest of their schedule is Lions tonight, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, Giants.
It's not that hard a schedule. Tonight's the tough. Is Chargers in Dallas?
Dallas. At Commanders, at Giants. Jaden Daniels is going to be back for that game.
They win tonight, they could run the table.
It's also not good news for us.
I know.
If they win tonight, they could run the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they win... If they run the table, we have to win 4 games to win the division.
Yeah.
We only have 5 left.
Yeah.
Okay. Eagles magic number's 4.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If the Cowboys run the table, we got to win 4 out of 5.
So you don't buy into the theory that, you know, the Cowboys win tonight, makes the Eagles lock in more for Monday?
They don't look like they're handling pressure well.
I wonder if that's... Yeah, I don't know if they are locked in like that. That's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
I don't know if... They may be so frustrated that they've lost sight of winning another Super Bowl.
Yeah. And they're in their heads. I don't know if pressure is exactly what the Eagles need right now.
Right.
I don't think that they're at a point where that what I don't think is going through the Eagles' head is everything's fine.
There's no way that's going through their head.
You know, I think pressure might be bad on them. Yeah. This hour sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Windows big year end sale, 40% off all windows and doors. With up to a year to pay it off with interest-free financing, call Guida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike Ike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
What's up, loser?
What's up, Dustin? What's up, Dustin?
Come on. That's messed up, dude. You know what? That's wrong.
Oh, that's what happens when you brag every week.
You're chesty. Yeah, you're chesty. Yeah. You're chesty. You have to be the only... Dustin, I wonder if you're the only person in the league that has lost to all three of our sorry teams.
He definitely is the only one.
Beat all three of you, too, dude. It's nuts.
Well, but
I don't know what... You guys caught me. Oh, man. Did you think the Eagles are... For everybody out there that hears our stupid bit about this fantasy league, my team went the exact way the Eagles are going right now. I was looking like I was a clear-cut winner for this league. The WIP Afternoon Show came and shut me up really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
good
teach
performance
you.
Out of you guys.
Yeah.
You guys needed to cheer for something, man. I got.
Well, now we put all of our emotions behind Fritz.
Yeah, that's going to be tough for me.
Yeah, that's never backfired before.
Speaking of that and putting our emotional backfire, when are you going to shut him up in basketball, dude? I know it's wintertime, but
when
it's
when his stupid little ankle's fixed? I mean, I don't know.
End
is he still injured?
He's doing the zero gravity treadmill.
Yeah.
For, again, a little ankle injury. What are we doing?
You think he had reconstructive surgery.
Exactly.
He
tore his ACL.
Dustin,
he rolled his ankle.
Dustin, we weren't going to do it during football season anyway. We're hoping to end of February, beginning of March.
All right, good. It'll be our little early birthday present. You know what I mean, fellas? Yeah. We got a little spring birthday. Let's shut him up, Jack. Shut his little.
Just for the record, I voted to have it pushed to the All Star break in baseball. So that's
you actually voted for it to never happen. So
yeah, it's too long. I come on, man.
Well, I'm trying to get him to cancel it. But believe me, wait till we have to watch it.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's gonna be 3 days long. I think it should be up to 5, not to 11.
Yeah, listen, I watched that Hard Knocks last night. I kind of stayed away from it because I was upset over the weekend. What we got out of the Eagles on Friday was like something that we haven't seen in years. And, you know, I gave it a break with the Hard Knocks and then everybody talking about it. I had to watch it. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm on board, dude. I think there is a lot more smoke than fire here with this team. I don't think we're that far away. I think it's just like you were saying earlier. It's a miscommunication, and the only way to fix it is communication. And whether I know he was – Spike, I know you're going to say he knew that the mics were ready and they were rolling, but it seemed like he was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
Go ahead, Spike.
Okay. Look, I want to be clear, never once have I accused him of not taking accountability. I think he does. I don't think that is a Jalen issue at all. But from a communication standpoint, it was Devontae coming up to him. And the practice stuff of him revving up the team, if you think that wasn't for the cameras, you're out of your mind. Here would be my question for you, Dustin, if you think they're close. And we did this 3 weeks ago. What do the Eagles do really well?
You're going to absolutely hate this answer. And Ike, back me up on that. It's cliche. The dude's a winner.
No, the Eagles, as a team, you think they're close. What do they do really well? What are the 22
Super Bowl?
Dustin, the 2025 Eagles that you believe are close to figuring it out. What does that team do well? Like, what is their calling card? Because the Seattle Seahawks, they have the best defense in the NFL. The Rams, they have one of the best offenses in the NFL. Like, I can look all across. The Broncos have a great defense. What do the Eagles do well?
You want to know what it is, and you and Spritzy will never admit it. I believe in Jalen Hurts. He's done it before. He did it in college. He got benched for things that we're seeing in his NFL career right now.
There's no answer.
I get it.
You're not even answering
like,
me.
Because there's not an answer there. Right now, Spike.
They played 12 games, Dustin.
You're on the right path, Dustin. Stick in there.
They're there, dude. They're there. You got Petula. And
don't go to Petula.
The players are the ones putting it together. Yeah. But you got Petula putting boonhead play calls. Say what you want about it. What he's doing to that offense.
Oh, stop.
Is piss poor.
It's no different than last year. It's no different.
It is, though.
It isn't.
We're not.
They had the same passing game last year. The same.
When was the last time you saw a designated quarterback draw? Just like Kelsey was saying, I know it just happened to be.
It's Jalen. It's Jalen. It's your winner. I love you.
Though.
I need to talk sense into you.
Brother.
They're not running because of the quarterback. The quarterback.
You're not in a position to make those plays because you got a kindergarten dude that's been up in the.
They've had a kindergarten offense for 4 years.
How did they win the Super Bowl last year? How did they
with a kindergarten offense and a running back
with
that had an,
one of the best quarterbacks in the league?
Oh, you
and
don't
he's
believe
there,
that?
And once he finds it, Ike, back me up.
I've got
finds
your back.
His strike.
Oh, you don't.
I know you
that.
Don't even need to talk right now because me and you are. Once he finds it, Spike, it's going to be. We freaked out last year about it. It sucks what's going on with them because they should be a lot better than what they are right now. We're on pins and needles. The Cowboys, I admitted to you yesterday, they got one of the best offenses in the league. He sucks under pressure. Dak Prescott,
Was there any pressure 2 weeks ago when Dak led him back from a 21-0 deficit? Was there any pressure on the final pass of the game where they needed a first down and Dak Prescott with N'Kobe Dean in his face stepped up in the pocket, threw a crossing route to George Pickens, and got a first down? Was there any pressure there? I'm not sounding sort of like Dak Prescott is Peyton Manning, but like he kicked our ass 2 weeks ago. Where was Jalen? Where was Jalen? Where was he?
I completely agree with you. He was trying to force feed A.J. Brown the ball.
Oh,
and we're
stop.
A predictable offense because of stupid crap like that with a stupid offensive coordinator who needs to be up high and see what's going on from an Eagles view perspective.
You need therapy.
They need. I think they are so much closer than you and Spritzy are giving them, dude. Once Jalen figures it out, they're going to be fine.
I'm sure.
And last night, that Hard Knocks, that really set me over the edge. I'm a believer in Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Who still got it?
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Who still got it for next question? Oh, no. He just gave us a Go Birds and went away. I want to be clear. The reason that the offense isn't good is because the offensive line can't run the ball. That is number one reason. But number two reason is they're limited by the quarterback. I don't know what to tell you. They there was a basic offense last year. It was a basic offense last year. It was.
Yeah.
It was a kindergarten offense last year. He doesn't want to throw the ball over the middle. He doesn't like pre-snap motion. He doesn't like being under center. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. They're in a position where he can't help. He does play well under pressure, but we can't just act like the only pressure is in the Super Bowl. And
that's the most pressure.
It's the most pressure, but it's not the only pressure.
I agree.
There's pressure. There was pressure Friday.
Yeah.
There was pressure the previous Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, pressure.
I would say it's pressure every time when you lose a game. That next game is tremendous pressure.
Yes.
You don't want to lose two in a row, but here we are.
Yes.
It's gonna be pressure Monday.
There's a ton of pressure. That is they cannot lose that game.
Yep.
They cannot lose that game. They can't.
Must win.
I just saw that it said, now I don't know if it's true, it said Justin Herbert is planning on playing and he was out there practicing today. So yeah. It seems
Costos
like.
Costos again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are they talking about?
Yeah.
He was always going to play. He's going to try.
Sure.
They need it.
Yes.
The Chargers need it.
Trey Lance is their backup. It's not, they don't have like a solid backup.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah.
All right. And they need the game too. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, there is an NBA superstar who is asking for a trade.
Get him!
Unfortunately, it seems like he wants to go to one of our rivals. We will talk about whether it's a possibility for the Sixers to go get him. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. Now, the holidays are here, and there's no better place to shop for that special someone than Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, Men's Night is back. Thursday, December 18th at their Montgomeryville flagship store. Enjoy great food, cocktails, and a special appearance by the Godfather himself, the Hall of Fame sports writer, Ray Dittinger. Signing and selling the updated Eagles Encyclopedia Champions Edition. Again, that's Thursday, December 18th, Men's Night at Mark's Jewelers. Details at marks-jewelers.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.